Today's show is brought to you by Bogart Extractors, an industry leader in hydrocarbon extraction. Over the last decade, Bogart has implemented many new technologies which have helped to revolutionize the way hydrocarbon extractions are performed. Each unit is made with sanitary stainless steel and is built and tested right here in the USA. Their certified system for use in licensed facility meet all NFPA and ASME standards and undergo peer reviewed by third-party engineers to ensure facilities and its employees can operate safely. Beyond simply making a functional extractor, Bogart has many additional features which make extraction faster and more cost-effective compared to other manufacturers. These features include hydrocarbon failing films to supercharge evaporation rates, heavy-duty explosion-proof pumps for flammable liquids and vapors, industrial chillers capable of maintaining large tanks of solvent at temperatures below 60 Celsius. They also offer extensive tech support and consultation services. So whether you need to set up an extraction lab from scratch or you just need some replacement gaskets, give them a call at 855-553-3887 or check out their website at www.bogart.com.
Welcome to The Hemp Show, the show that gives you access to the world of wholesale hemp, from raw materials to finished goods and everything in between. I'm your host, Mark Restelli. Hello and welcome to the March 2nd Hemp Show powered by Cantrade. My name is Mark Restelli. I'm the CEO of Cantrade and the host of The Hemp Show. Joining us next on The Hemp Show is Stacy Fujimura with Zingbar. Stacy has been in sales for over 25 years. Her early days were spent as a diamond and gold wholesaler, bling bling. Her first job in natural foods was with Zevia Soda Company, the first stevia sweetened soda. Stacy is currently the national sales manager for Zingbar, which has three lines of bars, Zing, Keto, and ZBD. I think I might know what's in that last line of bars. Stacy has been with Zingbar for the past 12 years, since 2009. Thank you for joining us, Stacy, and welcome to The Hemp Show.
Yeah, first of all, thank you and Sarah. You've made this whole introduction to Cantrade very seamless, great customer service. So thank you so much. And I'm super excited because this is our first product placement on an online marketplace. You know, this is a very new product for us. The company is called Front Range Foods. They're based in Boulder, Colorado. That's where our CEO is at. And he's sourced our hemp and CBD oils in Colorado. But anyways, thank you very much, Mark and Sarah, for this. And like I said, it's just such a new product for us. And this is what it looks like. And it's just a protein nutrition snack bar. You know, not that we're traveling just yet, but once we do, you know, we're definitely going to want some on-the-go snacks and nutrition. They're high in protein. They, of course, they taste good, but we're fine. You know, I've been in the bar industry for quite some time now. And before the pandemic hit, you know, there was a definite need for snacks. And you know, not only that, but kids going to school, they wanted a snack. And also, all of us here at Front Range Foods, we use CBD, whether it's, a pill or a topical. I'm going to have to get in touch with Johanna, because I'm very interested in trying some new topicals. I have the shoulder ailment and I do very well with topical CBDs and ingesting them. So each one of our bars has 20 milligrams of CBD. And I find, you know, I a couple of them a day. And for me, you know, each person's gonna get a different effect. But for me, CBD is kind of a calming effect, and it's pain and inflammation relief. And so
excellent. So when we first chatted, I mean, when I first heard of Zingbar, I was extremely excited because I previously mentioned that I started a bar company with formulations. One of the things that I thought about with the bar company was that some of these legacy bar companies aren't really willing to jump into the space with CBD because it's kind of controversial as far as the CBD and THC situation. So hearing that Zingbar just dove right into it with their ZBD bar was awesome, because this is a product that I resonate with.
Right. And, you know, we're hoping to get more bars out there, because as you know, Mark, the more bar companies are in a, you know, a little section, then people are they gravitate towards that, and then they want to try them. Right now, you know, we're the only one out there, you know, in some, you know, in a particular retailer, and it's just it's hard to, you know, to see sell through. So that's why we're super excited to be on CanTrade and you know to get more visibility that way. Right. And
well, it's a perfect lifestyle product for someone who lives an active lifestyle, you know, especially with fitness. I eat multiple bars a day, and if I could have those bars, you know, high protein bars, keto bars, but something with CBD in it, that would be perfect for me. Yeah. Especially because in some of the previous conversations we've had, for example, with the CBD Food Network, with Swarnjeet, you know, they look at CBD as really no different than salt, right?
Right.
So it's really more, although it has all these medical benefits with the mm-hmm. cannabinoid receptors, the CB1, CB2 receptors, and so on,
right.
All these things we're figuring out more and more every day. However, the way they look at it is, like I said, it's more of just an ingredient. This is something that could be utilized in your everyday products to help your body and help your overall wellness as a homeo stabilizer for your body.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and our bars are extruded, and, you know, they're not, you know, there's no heat applied to them, and it's kind of like a chewy texture. You know, the great thing about it is substantial. So let's say you don't have time for lunch, you know, you're going to get anywhere between 7 to 6 grams of protein in this little bar. And there's no added junk. We don't use sugar as our sweetener. We're using organic agave and a little bit of tapioca fiber. The other things, if people are watching their sugars, you know, each bar only has 4 to 5 grams of sugar, which is great for a bar because, you know, most of them have, you know, anywhere between 20 to 30 grams of sugar.
And real quick question on the sugar. I mean, that's yeah. likely from one of the binding agents or something. It's not necessarily added cane sugar.
Right. There's no added, sugar or corn syrup. The sugar is coming from the agave, which is naturally sweet, the tapioca fiber. And then both bars are not enrobed in chocolate, but they do have little baby chocolate chips and has a little bit of a sugar to sweeten up the chocolate chips.
The O Cannabis Conference and Expo returns to Toronto June 1st through the 3rd, and there are still good booth locations available. This exciting event is free for cannabis retailers and will feature Tommy Chung receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award at the O Cannabis Industry Awards. For more information about exhibiting or to register to attend, go to ocannabis.com. That's OCANNABIZ.com.
So question here on how Zingbar kind of got into the CBD space.
Yeah.
I'm curious because, like I said, as a legacy bar company, one that's been around
with
products long before putting CBD in them, how has that experience been? And what was really that decision or that determiner to say, hey, you know, we think that adding CBD bars is going to improve our overall customer experience, so we're going to do it. You know, what was that like?
So part of that was, of course, our founder, registered dietitian, master's in nutrition science, and living in Boulder, Colorado, where, you know, it's sometimes people call it the hemp or the CBD capital of the U.S., we, you know, would go to a lot of these networking groups that had to do with food products, and a lot of teas and chocolates and gummies were being represented. And so he started thinking, hey, why can't we put, you know, CBD hemp into one of our bars? And then our customer service line would get requests saying, hey, you know, I love your bars, but, you know, I'm also taking, you know, some tinctures, but it'd be great if I could combine my tincture in with a bar. And so, so, you know, about 18 months ago, David in Boulder, you know, got a team together and decided to, come up with a CBD infused bar. Now, mind you, this is our second version. Our first version only had 10 milligrams, and feedback was it just wasn't enough. So we upped it to 20 milligrams.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. And then, you know, there's transparency with, you know, all of our third party testing. There's a QR code on each one, and it'll give you the certifications of, you know, the ingredients and, you know, all the third party testings that we have for our CBD and the other ingredients. Mm-hmm.
Now I'm still kind of on the line of like getting started and how Zingbar got into it. If you've been in the cannabis or the hemp space for quite a while, you've gotten shut down for something, whether it's a business not wanting to work with you, a bank shutting off your merchant processing, you know, so one of those things. Has Zingbar experienced any of that?
Yeah. So, you know, so I'm up here in the Pacific Northwest. So, you know, I was trying to get the ZBD. This was a little bit right before the pandemic set in, was trying to get the ZBD bars into the dispensaries here in the state of Washington. And they had a rule that if you had a dispensary that sold, you know, marijuana, you could not sell 100% CBD hemp products. But if you had a glass shop, then you could. So then I started hitting some of the glass shops. But being a dispensary, you can't afford to have a separate storefront for glass shop and dispensary items. And so they're very few and far between. So then I headed down to Oregon and got into some of the retailers there that were open to trying a CBD hemp bar. There's a lot of great progressive grocery stores in the Oregon, Portland area. And then there's some confusion with what the FDA wants, and it kind of depended on each region. So some regions would tell them, oh, you got to take out all of your CBD products. You know, it's not, you know, a food product. And then same thing happened in California. We got into some of the natural food stores and you know, they shut us down. So right now, the only place that we're selling is at Sprouts in Colorado. And you know, we're with a small distributor there. But so that's why I'm super excited to be able to present to all of your followers, because if there's a bunch of online stores that, you know, maybe can get around the regulations, or having a FDA or a, you know, Department of Agriculture person come in who's having a bad day that day. Because it's interesting, because in California, we were in a store, a store that was in several different counties, and Orange County would get reviewed and be, oh yeah, you're fine, you could keep the ZBD on the shelf. LA County, their inspector would come in and was having a bad day and said, no, you need to pull everything. And so there was no consistency within the state. And so we found Colorado is right now the you know, the most consistent. And but I'm hoping, you know, we can get a little bit more online going. Until, you know, there's a net, until the FDA makes it clear, you know, what's allowed and what's, you know, disallowed.
Right. And you mentioned, I mean, it's wild, all these things you mentioned, with some counties allow it, some didn't allow it, and some states allow it. I mean, I know for a fact, out here in California, I mean, especially people in other states, they think one of the natural outlets would be like a dispensary. Right. But right. when it falls under the state's medical marijuana or recreational marijuana laws, they prohibit CBD that's not in the track and trace system. So in those cases, you're now barred from having your Zingbars at any dispensary out here. And then also they put in other rules, or other counties have things on CBD stores. So they're basically just kind of, you know, putting handcuffs on you and what you can do to get your product out to customers.
Yeah. Another thing is packaging. So different states want you to put different things on the packaging. And then, so Florida, we had gotten into a bunch of the Florida stores of Sprouts, but then come to find out there was one line that we were missing in our packaging. And so then that nixed that. But Colorado was fine with our packaging. So
I know exactly what you're talking about. I had to throw away, I think it was like 80 or 100,000 units of packaging. Because it was missing, you know, one line. And boom, you got to reorder that. Then that takes a good month or two to get back. But I want to kind of shift gears a little bit and talk more about the product specifically. So a few questions here. What type of infusion are you using for the products, as far as like, are you using a broad spectrum, full spectrum, isolate, distillate? Are you familiar with that as far as the CBD and what's going into the bar?
Yeah, so it is a CO2 extracted, and it's a broad spectrum.
Okay.
And
That's one of the, I mean, that's excellent. So that, I mean, that's one of the cleanest ways. Obviously CO2, you're not using some type of a volatile substance or solvent necessarily. You're just using CO2.
And then, of course, our grower says, you know, they're certified pesticide free, and then part of that QR code is it'll show you the certificates, third party lab testing.
And then what about the shelf stability? How long do these products last?
12 month shelf life. You know, hopefully you wouldn't have it that long, but yeah, 12 months shelf life.
Excellent. Well, either way, this was a fast 15 minutes. So it's getting toward the end of our time. If you're interested in connecting with Stacy and Zingbar, please add them to your network on CanTrade. You can also place orders and ask questions directly from the Zingbar wholesale store posted in the webinar chat, also in the CanTrade feed and in the podcast and YouTube show notes. Thank you very much for joining us today, Stacy.
Yes. Thank you, Mark. And thank you, Sarah.
Awesome. She can hear you. She's over here.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Cannabis Health Radio is a podcast about stories from people around the world who have used cannabis to deal with serious ailments, many of them life-threatening. My name is Ian Jessup. My co-host Corey Yelland is no stranger to the devastating emotional impact faced by so many people receiving a death sentence diagnosis from a doctor. Told she only had months to live with anal canal cancer, Corey researched and immediately began using cannabis oil to eliminate her cancer and has been cancer-free for more than a decade. She told herself that if it worked, she would spend the rest of her life helping others, which she does tirelessly every day. When you listen to our podcast, you'll hear many stories like Corey's, along with others who have used cannabis oil for many more ailments besides cancer, such as chronic pain, PTSD, MS, and many, many more. As one of our guests said, "Your podcast gave me the confidence to save my own life." We regularly get messages from listeners who have heard our podcast and use cannabis to solve a serious health issue of their own or that of a loved one. We hope you listen to these stories and be as inspired and moved as we are with each and every episode.